Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah, I came in at 16. You said give me 2 or 3 more minutes.
Are you mad at us?
I said, the last thing I left you was between 15 and 18.
Right, and that's why I came in at 16 and said, you good? You said, yeah, give me 2 or 3 more minutes.
Lummy.
Lummy was in here. You heard
it. I did, but I was above his head, so.
What?
What?
I heard both.
You heard both, and you abided by which?
I'm going to abide by Bubba's.
Oh,
10:15 between 10 and 18.
You know, remember yesterday when I told you we started the after show, and I said, remind me when I'm mad at you.
Yeah.
Like, why are you mad at me, Papa? Papa, you mad at me? Mad at me, Papa? And I got completely fucking squirreled. Hello, Stacy. This is, you know, I got 42 people on my Facebook. Facebook Live is like, you know, where Bubba and his bitch.
The hotties live.
I forget what we were calling it. Bubba's bitches.
Bubba's bitches.
Bubba's bitches.
But I say that as a term of endearment. Don't think that I'm saying that.
They
like,
know.
Yeah, they know.
That's
why
they're here.
If you want to.
They
you
know,
wanna,
but. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I said they know, but not every girl knows.
Right.
I was talking to one a few days ago, and I'd said bitch, and she got really offended, and I had to explain it. Like,
that's like an exclamation point.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Like, it's bitch.
That got me in trouble.
It did?
Epilepsy Jones.
Big buck from Charleston. 5,000 stars.
Nice.
He's our star bitch in Facebook.
Wow. You don't want to be a star bitch.
Yeah. Why is he going to be a star bitch?
Who's on epilepsy?
He likes that.
Yeah. When I made that video about the chick that had the epileptic seizure, I said this bitch. But much like you, I was using it as a term of endearment.
Well, like a group.
Yeah. I was like, this bitch had a seizure. And they were just like, she called her a bitch.
Yeah. Bitch is cool. In fact, that's probably one of the number one things. Like, your program's like, man, you got to stop saying bitch. But like, but it's.
You couldn't.
Yeah, I could.
You could?
Yep. Let me write it down. No more bitch. 18. You write that down too, Lummy, and you're a fucking trapper keeper.
Yeah, you're fucking trapper keeper.
10:21.
I got a headache.
Yeah, bitch. Sorry.
And I got a big day today. I got a huge day today.
Sean Beck, $10.
What all you got going on?
Oh, the bank that I didn't go to yesterday. I got to go today. But okay. I did go to the doctor's
How's
yesterday.
How's your asshole?
Good.
Oh, good.
I didn't get my asshole checked.
No chemo?
Oh.
But I don't have to have my asshole chemoed. Hi, Stacy. Saying hi to my girls over there on it's usually me, all the bitches and Big Red.
And Big Buck just giving you guys cash for the ladies.
And Big Buck just making it fucking absolutely rain up on these bitches. Well, there I am. I'm not supposed to be saying bitch no more.
See, that didn't last very long, did it?
Do we want to restart at 10:22?
Yeah, started at 10:22.
10:22.
Hello, country girl. Hello, Tina May.
What are they?
My girls.
Bubba's girls.
Bubba's girls.
Big booty.
Bubba's big booty girls.
FT Greg wants to know, did you update your car insurance?
Yeah, in the nick of time. Blitz, I called it like 520.
Okay.
And I had to throw a $538 on a debit card real fast, and I didn't have 538 in there, so I had to go transfer some money.
Oh, no.
Go over to PayPal and get into my little fund over there and everything. I'm like, man, shit. Car insurance is expensive.
Yeah, it's a bitch.
But I'm going to have me a car lift by the end of this weekend. Lummy, I owe you one free oil change.
All right.
Do you change your own oil or no?
I used to. I don't anymore.
Why?
Because I don't the stuff I had. I don't have it anymore. Like, it broke, and I just kind of didn't.
You mean the equipment?
It.
You mean like the oil filter deal and the
brain?
You mean the brain that you
had?
Yeah,
the brain I had, it's gone.
Hello, Stephanie. How are you, one of my Bubba girls? Where's my Eileen? There's my Dawn. Where's my Eileen? Where's all my girls?
Is that the Dawn that likes Lana?
Did you say Lana?
I said Anna.
I think you said Lana.
Don't ever call me that again.
Oh. Yeah, I said Lana.
Well, first of all, Lana, Lana, is it Turner?
Yeah.
Ralphie Mays girl.
Yeah.
That would not be a bad thing to be called.
No.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's a good person.
Is.
She's beautiful, and she's a chubby chaser.
Florida Stanley is ready for Gary. $10. Kiss ass.
And she's funny.
She's
call
very
Gary,
funny.
Call in.
How's she doing? You know, it was because of her we started kind of doing the Facebook.
I know
deal.
It is.
She took me aside and said, hey, listen, you got some decent numbers on some other places, but you could be doing just as well, pretty good on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Facebook? What the fuck's on Facebook? Like, people go, she's like, oh.
Be surprised.
Start running some shit on Facebook and watch it. I'm like, okay. Watch it. Throw it up. Watch it all fall down.
Throw it up.
So, Anna, yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Now,
something you'd forget.
No, this is what we're going to get into. Damn it. This pisses me to fuck off. And you know that I have like my little quirps. You know that.
I know you have your little quirps.
My little, is it called quirps?
Yeah.
Whatever you want. I call it whatever Bubba wants.
It's my little, just my.
Dr. Dan's Moomin on your maker, 1,000 stars.
Met him, big fucking thug ass guy from
New York.
He's
a nice guy.
Good great guy. Guy.
He's a thug ass
befriend. I'd want him on my side if fucking there was a Kanai fight. I'll tell you that right now.
Yep.
So, Anna,
yeah.
One of the things, okay, so yesterday, we're like, okay, it was like right at 10 o'clock. I'm like 10:15, 10:08, you know, we'll start the show. Hello, Susan Poitras, Drunk Kim's handler.
Thank you for being there.
And thank you, Susan Poitras. I love her. So,
healthcare hero.
Yes.
It really is.
So, one of the things is I don't like the fucking studio door open and nonstop, up, shut, open. Like, I traffic people coming in and out. I fucking hate. So, the show ends, and you know this. Like, you fucking know this. You leave immediately.
Yeah.
Then you come back.
Mm-hmm.
Then you leave again.
Yeah.
Then you come back.
Yeah.
Then you leave again.
Yeah.
And then you come back one more fucking time, and I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't lose my shit until the fourth time that you came back. And I'm like, what the fuck? You're poking me in the chest at this point, girl.
Good job, Bubba. You're doing good.
I'm just saying. So what the fuck? Now, Blitz, obviously she wasn't under your direction because
I didn't know any of this.
I kept forgetting my stuff. I need my water, and then I needed my nuts, and then I need my vitamins, and then I need my coffee, and then I need my phone.
And there comes a point where, you know what? You need to think to yourself, I've been in the studio three times. He's fixing to fucking blow up.
At least you didn't slam the door.
If you
would have
told Blitz,
I've
already been in the studio three times in the last 7 minutes, and I'm thinking about going back in again.
Nope, wait. You don't need it.
Yeah, but I need my nuts.
Nope,
I need my nuts.
I don't know how many times I've told people, and I tell Lemmy this. I'm like, in or out, pick one. Like, don't go.
How many times have I left my keys, and I'm scared to go back
in
the studio?
That's why
I'm
I said
I gotta wait, Bubba.
I'm assassin.
Yeah.
What are you trying to distract me with some bullshit?
Oh, that was a minute ago. I was just saying that I came back for my nuts because I needed them because I needed my protein.
But yeah, in or out, like. Don't hang out in here either. Like,
yeah,
show's over. Get your stuff and get out.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Because this is like, sometimes I'll stick around here.
Especially between shows. You like to be left alone in the studio.
I do.
And sometimes, like, I'll pop in and say, hey, do you need anything? Nope, I'm out. That's it. Like, I don't bug you.
Blitz doesn't even get a foot in the fuck. He just puts his big ass head in there and goes, you need anything, Clem? I go, I'm good.
Yep.
Or, yeah, I need this and this.
Yep.
But whatever.
Because I know you like to be left alone. You like to, like, a mini decompress.
Yeah. Lately, I've been trying to, after the show, like, just try to lay down.
After, like, after all the shows?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And decompress.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been
You meditate?
I need to.
You had your decompression chair in the pantry for a while.
Yeah, I did, but things change.
I know.
So, Anna, like, what the fuck, honey?
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
I don't have a lot of
I wasn't
I don't
trying
have a
to talk to you. I was leaving you alone, but you're right.
No,
I was going in and
so
out.
It's so distracting.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry, Papa.
Four times.
Yeah, that
four fucking not once.
Yeah,
not twice.
No,
on the third time, I'm like,
this
what
bitch.
The f-? No, I said this girl. Oh, like, right. What the fuck right. is this
person?
Girl,
mm-hmm.
what is she doing?
Well, that too, and like because you really can't, you know, it's to your side, so you have to look over. And then you have to like adjust your eyes because you either have a cell phone or screens in front of you, and it's hard to see because it's dark.
Yep.
So like it's an effort for you to look over and see who comes in and out.
And listen, I don't mind it. You know, like I realize first of all, you're the biggest fucking paper tiger when it comes to peeing. So
oh yes,
I gotta pee. I gotta pee now. I gotta pee this free fucking. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like, did you not? So as soon as the show over, you peeled out here to go pee.
Yeah, to make urine.
What you should have done is just gathered all your shit.
Yeah.
Here's my net. Here's my phone. Here's my thinking. Water. Boom. And even the first, and maybe you forgot something, so you come back. Okay, got it. No
yeah,
problem.
Yeah.
Five
yeah.
after, we got you.
Mm-hmm.
Then at fucking 12 after, then at fucking 15 after, I'm like, what the fuck is this girl doing?
Mm-hmm.
So, I apologize.
And I know that people are like, oh, fucking Bubba's a dick.
No, 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 I totally get it. Listen, I'm a weirdo, too. We all have our little hang-ups or things that we like to do.
Do you have any little weird hang-ups?
Oh, my God. I'm just full
no.
of them.
Not with regards to, like, you have to turn the stove off 10 times. You got to check the front door 10 times.
I mean
but, like, on the air, like, with regards to being on the air. Like, when you host, do you have, like, some shit that, you know, you got to go through?
Yeah, I don't like it. Like, I remember there was a few times when Blitz had a mic and he was doing stuff in another room and he was trying to have a conversation with me. I'm like, just put down the mic, go do your shit and come back. I don't want, I need you in front of me.
Are we not on bar? Let me recheck
no, we
bar.
Are. I just did.
Oh,
yeah,
all right.
We are.
Yeah, it's on.
Said not streaming on bar today. Jay.
Yeah,
but
I saw that. I just clicked over and it's on the live
God
recording.
God bless your little soul, my friend. And where are all my girls over here? I got 242, but it seems like it's a sausage fest. Steve
well,
and Jay
you know,
and Matt.
All the sausage wanted
Greg,
to see where the girls are.
Greg,
I'm the tax man, yeah. $9.99. Bitch ain't one.
Oh.
Yeah, especially when we did the show from the back studio and we were doing the rail show and like I'd have to get up and do something or go away for it. She hates that.
Yeah.
I said just
leave.
And
don't you feel now I
won't take it the wrong way.
No, honey. I'm not talking. I'm talking about the PAC studio.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that we're doing everything? Now, I know it's a little more wear and tear in here. And I, by the way, my area has gotten, I just noticed today that my area has gotten kind of cluttered. So I'm going to work on decluttering my area.
Oh, I mean, you could leave it. You know, it's your place.
Oh, I know I can, but it's getting a little cluttered. So okay. I think we need, I'm going to work on my area. You guys work on yours.
Yeah.
But don't you think it just blitz, it just... It's everything coming out of this studio sounds better.
Yeah.
The equipment works.
Mm-hmm. It's just more fun. It's a vibe in here.
Yeah. And we're even working on getting a better vibe. Like we're working on some visuals and shit like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And but I like catching vibes.
I just, the backup studio just to me had a horrible look, first of all. It looked like shit. Now,
Tony DiPardo, 1,000 stars.
We could have got it looking better, but yeah, it did look bad.
And literally for like $500, we could have put some backdrops in there and looked far better. But it just, I don't know. It to me, this looks like less of a radio studio.
Right.
Then that looks like just a straight fucking radio studio.
Yeah, it's dry. It's clinical.
So I'm glad that we're doing all the shows out of here now. I really am. I think it's more uniform. You guys, everybody's being respectful of shit.
And for the most part, everything's left as you leave it, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
I mean, you're the only person that sits.
No, Lummy does and Tyler does.
Oh, that's right.
And I've told Tyler, and I learned that from Colton, I take a picture of your board before I touch it.
Yeah, so, Tyler doesn't even know how to put people on the air. I was calling last week during the during his Bolts breakout.
Yeah. I asked him if he wanted to know that. He goes, I'm not answering phones. I'm like, okay.
Bolts breakout. Tyler, you should take phone. Well, I mean, you know, I don't know if I don't know if you can handle phones yet.
Why not?
I think you just
hey,
meant,
have
like,
you seen your dad's
over.
Sex tape yet? That's what I want to know.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, probably not.
What's it like, Tyler, of your dad, you know, and then your stepmama, and then, you know, your godfather and all that shit, huh? You know, I mean, they'll prey on you,
have you seen that thermos?
Actually, all you have to do, Tyler, is just hang up on them. Like, you don't owe them nothing. You can just say, you know, say, see you later, buddy. Fuck off. Boom.
Yeah.
See you later.
Fuck
know,
off.
Yeah. Fuck off. You going to the Sunday game, right?
Yes.
Did you get that email that I sent you?
Yes, I did.
Was
Thank
everything
you.
There?
Yes.
Like, is that what you need?
Perfect.
All right. Love you.
Love
Sunday
you.
Sunday is at the Bucks.
He's going to the Monday game, too.
Hey, Tyler, can we...
I asked him that.
This weekend, can we...
What a dick.
Work on de-locker rooming your room.
De-locker room? What?
It smells like a fucking locker room in there.
Oh,
you know how
no.
it's
all the sex.
I mean, she's probably not
Wow,
wrong.
She just... Well, she, I mean, you weren't supposed to go there anymore, but...
But...
Men locker room, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, teenage boys, just their room gets a little locker room-ish.
Well, like your socks start smelling, and that's the main part.
Yeah, because you come in them.
Hold on. Let's...
Holy shit.
What? What? I learned that in Fort Walton Beach.
I understand, but not... You don't
what,
say
Tyler
like,
comes
yeah,
in his socks?
No,
no
Bubba.
He doesn't come in his...
Oh, Tyler's
no,
on his shirt.
I don't... You motherfucker, shut up
Matt
about
one
that.
Matt Dogs, Chico 2213 and the 6D6T with $20 cash.
You fuckers. I haven't been said I can't say that, you fuckers. That's not the B word. So what I'm thinking, Tyler, is...
Hey, look, Bubba, we appreciate you not saying the B word now, but saying fuckers on the radio is probably not a good thing to say now.
What I'm saying is I'd like to maybe give your room a deep clean this weekend. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, I'll get it handled.
Yeah, I'll get it handled. You want the Bubba inspection on Sunday?
Wash those crunchy socks.
No,
I'm just saying. I stuck my head in there yesterday. I'm like, man, that's like a fucking locker room in here. And listen, I
smells like sweat and crusty cum.
Tyler, stick up for yourself. Tell Blitz,
jerking off a
he
lot
knows I'm right.
Sex.
Tell him
no.
to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, Blitz.
Causing me heat.
Yeah.
You know that's a heat getter.
That why? Hold, you know, why is that a heat getter?
It's a heat getter because her mom watches the fucking show. Oh. She doesn't want to be reminded.
Oh, then they don't have sex. He just masturbates a lot.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay, there you go.
I didn't know. I had nothing to do with her.
I got a lot of fucking people I got to try to keep happy around here. It's tough.
Tyler, stick up for yourself.
Yeah, Tyler, stick up for yourself. Say, Blitz, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, say I was jerking off. She was nowhere around.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, shit.
Right?
Tyler, don't worry about nothing, okay?
Yeah, I'll get my room clean this weekend. I'm probably going to Lakeland today, so.
Are you going to pick up parts?
Yeah, for the car.
See if they got any wheels.
See if they got any air cleaner studs.
Yeah, well, I mean, did you get an air cleaner stud?
No, I'm just going to use the other end of the one we got right now.
But what if it's stripped the fuck out?
The other end's not. No, I just need to grab the bottom piece for the
what
filter.
If it's weak? You need a grade 8 air cleaner stud.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he was – listen, and see if they got a couple – you know we need left side wheels or whatever the fuck.
Yes. I'll look when I'm there.
All right, buddy. See you later. Bye. See you later.
Right. Y'all got any used tires I can borrow?
You got – hi, race car engineering. Hi. You guys got any tires that maybe Kyle Bronson peeled off or something like that?
Jay Edlund, 3,000 stars.
240 people on my Facebook. What's your YouTube?
516.
Wow.
I'm on Facebook with the hot girls.
I got Brian and Will and Jay and Jay. Thank you for the two. Did you say the 2,000? Did you see that?
Yeah, Jay Edlund. That was the one.
Yeah.
I hate to be promoting YouTube when I'm a Facebook guy. That's where all the girls are.
But YouTube does care.
But YouTube is going today at noon on my YouTube channel. It's going to be the Bubba Heather wedding special.
Yep.
I don't know if I can watch it.
I feel like you have before.
I feel like I have.
Tyler just said he's watched it.
He has not. But are you turning into the ultimate fuck?
He did.
He did not.
He just, oh, okay.
He did. Tyler, did you say that?
Yes, I did.
See?
When did you watch it?
It's on YouTube already.
No, there's parts of it on YouTube, but it hasn't been all put together.
Yeah, it's not as one video now.
Yeah, Tyler, it's not all one video.
What you got to say for yourself now?
You watched it?
Yeah, there's like 3 or 4 parts on YouTube.
I watched it the other day.
What's this, Bubba? Bubba the Love Sponge TikTok? What the
oh,
fuck?
No, that's oh, it. No, he does what? Bleams of you. I don't. What's his name? Fonzie.
What the hell is a bleam?
Whatever. A blam, blum, bloom, bleamy.
A deep fake?
Yeah, he's a.
Hold on. What's it called, Lummy?
A blam, bloom, bleam.
A meme?
No, he does like a thing. It says it on there. Bubba the Love Sponge Blem.
That's the guy's name. He just makes fun of Bubba the whole time. That's
it's
his
Fozzie.
Account.
So Fozzie's fucking with me?
No, he listens to the show.
I know. So is he putting me over or is he fucking
well,
with
let's
me?
Find out.
There's a lot of fucking with you.
Yeah, but he puts you over. Sponge Blem.
That's the guy's.
All right, hold on here. Hey, I need a rich bitch.
Need a thick bitch. You know why I'm dripping. Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Is that you?
It's supposed to be him.
Let's see, Bubba.
Yeah.
Get the hard nips down.
Remember what I told you. Nakey, nakey, bony, bony. Hey! Only watching you for today.
It's bowling tournament. Vince Foster, $25 cash.
Oh, my goodness. Nakey, nakey, bony time, Will. God damn it, Lummy in a stupid bowling league got me watching that little peanut butter bubber.
Big Buck, 5,000 stars.
Uncle Bubba, my ass. Yo, 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 what's up, fellas? What's up, Lummy? Hey, what's up, little Mark? Come on in.
I mean, you know, you got people impersonating me. I mean, you're only a big time star and people are impersonating you, right?
That's very
for
true.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, he's watching Hoosiers and he's crying. That's Steve Holler. That guy right there, Blitz, is from my hometown, Warsaw, Indiana. Nice. He's a dentist.
Was he a basketball player?
Yeah, he was a basketball player, yeah.
Do you know who Zach Stacy is?
Who?
Zach Stacy, the NFL player, a former NFL player?
Uh-uh.
There's a video TMZ just released of him smashing his girlfriend or wife through a TV.
Yeah, I saw that.
Can I get it?
Yeah, what up, cousin?
Hold on. Is he former?
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to play for the Rams and the Jets.
He's doing football off
Vanderbilt.
The field.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Sorry.
It's all right.
He's from Alabama.
Was he a running back?
Yep. Fifth round pick to the Rams in 2013.
Because he's an ex-Jets player?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Rams. He played only for the Jets once.
There it goes. Right. It took a minute for me.
He was a Saskatchewan Rough Rider.
Hold on here.
Can't do that.
That is.
The TV falls on her, too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I mean, that's.
They ought to fucking literally beat the shit out of that guy right now.
Big Buck, 5,000 stars.
I wonder if this has happened before.
She's already cowering.
Is that a baby? Is that
yeah,
a baby?
Yeah, that's
five
baby.
That's their kid, yeah.
5 months old.
That's not good. Oh, and a cat.
Not the kitty.
Oh, no, the kitty. Probably not the best to do in front of your
hey,
kid.
Hey, did you see this? Did you see the cat hit the giddy up sticks?
Yeah.
Cat got the fuck out of there too.
Oh, that's not good.
He like yokes.
Now I do not. Please.
Was he threatening? He threatened to hit
you
her.
You thought that was okay, and then you're gonna ruin relationships and talking about I'm destructive.
Listen. Oh. Oh yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, he's
done. Listen. Things are way different now.
Whoa. Yeah, you can't be... I didn't even see that part of it.
Wow.
What a piece of shit.
What an absolute piece of shit. They ought to just go find, you know, fucking Ty J or some bullshit. Oh, so you want to feel good about fucking
that,
women?
That motherfucker, man.
You want to feel like a real fucking hero here, buddy? You want to fucking
pussy
go
ass
at it?
Bitch.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm going to say this. He's a pussy ass bitch.
Yeah.
That's a freebie.
Things are way different now.
Oh, that fucking second one.
I heard that.
Oh, that was a different angle. That was this was the.
I didn't see the the first one didn't catch the punching in the face. First.
Oh my god, that's horrible. That is absolutely fucking horrible. They ought to get what's that big defensive lineman for the Rams, Donald, the number 99.
Aaron Donald.
Get Aaron Donald up in this motherfucker and whip some ass, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you want to treat a woman like that, bitch?
Oh, it's his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, I hope. I hope he's in prison. I will tell you this.
Fucking motherfucker.
I will tell you this right now. That's a tough woman.
Mm-hmm.
I wish she had a big-ass fucking brother.
Yeah, do that shit to a family member of my motherfucker.
Yeah, do that to my sister. Do that to my fucking sister.
Could you imagine?
And I will shoot you in the head. I will.
Yep.
Done.
I don't have a sister, and I'll fucking do it.
And you know what? I'll be waiting when the cops come. I'll be waiting there with just my hands behind my back.
Yep.
Saying I'm, you know what? I got handcuffs. I'll pre-cuff myself. But I have professional handcuffs.
So do I.
And so, can you imagine? Okay, you fucking shot this guy in the head. He's dead because he just fucking yoked up your sister.
Hey guys, I've got one hand on handcuff, but I can't get the other one on. You're gonna need to help me.
I went ahead and put it on the car door. I mean, I can't go anywhere. Yeah. So just fuck.
Yeah.
Can you guys help me out and double cuff me? Yeah. Use my cuffs and then take your cuffs and we can put them in before. I need two sets. That is horrible.
Let me Wi-Fi.
Let me just forget a fucking high dollar Willie.
Yeah.
Lou M, $49.99.
Right here. Right there. Hold on. So you see this? And then you come in with a yoking. All right. I'm glad you're feeling good. Go ahead. You should have walked your shit right out that fucking door
until
I came in with my 45.
Mm-hmm.
Bubba, I love Sponge Blam here. Getting ready to call the great Doug Blam, if you will. It's his birthday. Yeah. You know, you mark Bubba Love Sponge Blam here. Get my shaving gimmick God. Looking like a million. Yo, what's up, you mark Bubba Love Sponge Blam here. Having a pretty shizzity weekend with Z, if you will. I almost killed Mummy with a wooden chip, chills, Alan, and Becker.
I almost killed Mummy with a wooden chisip. Fucking.
Yo, Bubba the Lost Bunch. Blam.
Am I the only one that finds this funny or is this stupid?
Well, do you know that guy wasn't even arrested yet?
What do you mean?
The football player, yeah.
Mayor.
Marking out the arrested. He should have a fucking Pat McGovern should curb the motherfucker.
Boy, Jim Rome, definitely on the Mount Rushmore of radio to me, Jim Rome.
Frank, 2,000 stars.
Love me some me, kiddo, say it. But say you pretending to work out me. Hey, baby, fat boy, but say you fatter me. I feel your mark, but I'm getting a stone. But say you poop sniff me. Get up. That's fucking over there of me. I'm just trying to come up with my fucking McDonald's. Yo, Bubba Lost
Bunch. Is this what this guy's whole identity is? Being me?
Mark out here.
Bubba Lost Bunch. Blam here. Marking out the Major Mega Smith. Getting ready to release a lot of Mega Blam. Bubba the Lost Bunch. Blam here. Check it out, cousins. Maybe you didn't know this, but boy, Bubba the Lost Bunch Blam has got a pass from the Tom Brady. A goat. Yeah, come on, Lizzie.
So good. There's Blitz.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, work with me, cousin. You let a hair on your ass or you don't tell him Bubba the Lost Bunch is best friend with Deion Sanders. Tell him, Rats.
Don't put me up, Bubba. I kayak 7 more.
I love me some meat, locking in. Thanks for watching.
It's like Denzel. He looks like Denzel.
Yeah.
Now, Blitz, did he take my face and like put it on him? Like, is that my face or
no? Like he stretched.
He just
stretch
stretched his out.
Yeah.
What's up, cousins? Bubba Love Sponge Clem here marking out to the Macy's 4th of July gimmick. Macy.
How many followers this guy got? Probably a lot more now that I talked about him. Oh, fuck. I wish I wouldn't have talked about him now.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now.
Yeah, 50.
He's 55. I mean, what the fuck am I even talking about this bozo for? He didn't have any fucking followers.
Oh, you got to send me that Tom Brady video, too.
Who?
You.
So you catching the pass from Tom Brady?
Oh, with Jan Sanders?
For the TikTok?
Yeah.
By the way, our TikTok is what?
The Real Bubba Army.
The Real Bubba Army, because we got throwed off the first time. Anna, you jacking off your hands?
A little. My hands are dry. I have some cuts on my hands.
For what?
Jiu-jitsu.
Really? What'd you learn last night? Did you go last night?
I did.
What time's your class?
7:30. 7:30 to about 9.
Oh, that makes a late night, doesn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got tapped twice yesterday. It was kind of fun.
I got to think that you're easy to tap.
Well, I fight people that are around my size. Obviously, I'm not fighting boys that are 100 pounds heavier than me. That's not the move.
Right.
But
you're fighting,
fun.
You fighting other girls?
Yeah, I roll with other women. Yeah, it's really fun.
See, there you go. See how that naturally flows?
Mm-hmm.
I roll with other women.
I do. You have to.
I mean, I know that, but that naturally flows, and that's the way your life mantra should be as well. I roll with other women.
It's very natural.
And the most dangerous people to roll with, I think, are young, strong boys that are white belts, because they don't know what the fuck they're doing, and they're just using full strength because they don't have technique.
Right.
So if you roll
trying to muscle you. When
right.
They're, when
so like mm-hmm. with a higher level belt, they'll allow you to, you know,
yeah,
get them in a position.
It's real. With a higher level belt, it's real fluid, man.
Yeah.
They'll let you get yourself into trouble.
Right, exactly. And then they'll kind of, they'll show you, okay, this is where I'm moving, and then they'll let go. And they'll
use your offense against you, but you're hurting yourself.
Right,
whereas
exactly.
Whereas a white belt who's just rough
got
the street,
no
he
technique.
Just wants to choke you the fuck
just
out.
Just choking you out, and you're like, tap, tap, and they're just not listening. And so I stay away from the young boys that are in my class because they're just animals. They're fucking
now,
animals.
What would be the youngest? Let's say that you were attracted to a guy.
Yeah.
But he was like 22.
No.
But, I mean, he's got his shit together.
No, I can't.
Daryl Heffler, 1,800 stars.
I'd probably say youngest is, like, 28. And
you think
I'd
be
really
kind of hot?
Weird.
Like, Blitz thinks 18-year-old chicks
are
hot
as fuck. Yeah,
but
it's different for men and women.
It's
not really.
Blitz's his age is around 22, I feel.
For me.
Blitz, what is your power hour? Like, what is your, you know, your sweet spot?
For what?
Women, 22, 23?
For like dogs. What do you think he's talking about?
No, but like for the weekend or for like a relationship?
Oh.
For a relationship.
30 to 35.
Now Blitz is such a pimp that he's breaking out girl.
Dr. Dan's Boom and Onion Maker.
Short term or long term?
Relationship or weekend? I got both going on here with my long dong.
Is it the Monday through Wednesday trick or the Thursday through Saturday trick?
Yeah, is it the one that needed a respirator and I called 911 at 911?
How old was that chick?
What's the youngest girl you fucked recently?
22.
And what's been the oldest one?
22.
23?
39. Oh, you're rolling with a 3-9?
Yeah.
And which one was better?
Not
necessarily in looks, but which one was better as far as fucking?
22.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the energy probably level.
And probably he's more attracted to the 22-year-old.
Yeah, you know. I can't.
A lot of sex is mental. You're just like, oh, yeah, I'm so young.
Savage.
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Plus, I think younger chicks, like, I've not fucked anybody in their 20s in years. And I got to think that the group of 20-year-olds now are savages because they've been exposed to so much. Back in the day, you know, chicks weren't really exposed to porn. They didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Like, you know, watching porn now is as, I don't know, What would you think the percentage of women that watch porn are?
High.
Now it's a lot.
Yeah, I would 80, think that it, I think it would surprise you.
Yeah.
If you take what's the percentage of men and just so that we're legal here, let's say we're talking about 18 and above on both sure. genders, men and women.
Sure.
So that's what we're talking about. Men and women over the age of 18. I would say that men
99.999%.
I would say 95%.
I bet you it's higher than that. Yeah.
But I bet you you're right, Blitz. And I bet you in the women, I bet it's 80.
I think it's 85.
80% plus.
Are we saying have seen porn or watch porn?
Watch porn.
Okay.
Like now, not have seen it, but like, and watching it might be Blitz just like, you know.
Like once a month or more?
Yes, yes. Like a couple times a month. Okay. You know, they find them and they find themselves in bed and they got their phone there and they stumble upon a ex hamster kicker and they watch whatever they're excited.
Okay.
That is so readily available
in
a very private setting
mm-hmm.
that anybody can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, it was quite cumbersome to watch porn. You had to get a DVD.
Pulling out that giant reel-to-reel thing. And...
Well, I mean, it was a lot more fucking. So what do you think? I mean, Anna,
yeah.
You watch porn.
I do.
How about as a litmus test, the fine women on my Facebook and let me the fine women on your YouTube. Yep. Women only. And it's either yes or no. Yes, meaning I occasionally. You don't even have to, as long as it's more than once a month, then that's a yes. No means you don't watch porn. I think.
My ex had never watched porn and like doesn't like it.
That's why she's your ex.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can't date a chick that, you know.
I know.
And so I think these 22-year-olds, I actually have a friend of mine who he's 10 years younger than me. Let's just say that. He's in his look at Stephanie. Yes, in fact, I want to go to my Facebook girls.
Well, you just look at all the TikTok girls.
Renee, of course, you love porn. She's part of it.
Yeah,
country girl. Not only do you watch porn, but
she makes it. Yeah,
Stephanie. Yes. Now, don't you girls all disappear now on me? You know.
Yeah, where's your girl Eileen?
I don't know where Eileen. I think she's mad at me.
Yeah, maybe she went to the Keys.
She's waiting for you, Bubba.
I took her to the Keys one time. It was on my private plane, though.
Nice. Yeah.
Ashley, yes. Renee, of course, yes. Makes it and does it. Stephanie, yes. Liz, yes. All girls watch it. You got to, because it's not only is it, can you make yourself potentially feel good, but you can learn some shit, too, as a girl. Mm-hmm. Well, as a guy, you can learn. But so the 22-year-olds, I have a friend that's about 40, 43, I think. I think he's 43. He could be 44, but Blitzy's a fucking pimp. He's a really good-looking guy. He doesn't live here. He lives out of state. I'm just going to leave it at that.
Okay.
But he's got a super nice car. I'm not going to mention what kind, but he's got several. Okay. But he's got you can tell he's got money.
All right.
And he fucks, hot, younger girls.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like...
Like in their 20s?
Yes. And he just had a 22-year-old.
Mm-hmm. And you two, by the way, Lynn Bailey, yes. Country Girl, Lisa, yes. Blonde Diva, yes.
Where's my all girl? Dawn, what about you? Why aren't you coming up here? Why aren't you giving me some cross-section of data?
Liz Sharp, yes.
And Blitz, I was just talking to him, a couple days ago. And he was like, I fucked a 22-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And it was off the fucking chain.
Yep.
What she says and knew and did and just the level of, absolute freakness at 22. And I think that's because these girls, all women now, adults, are, have...
Daddy issues.
Yeah, that's a lot of it.
No, they don't have daddy issues.
Well, the good ones do.
Yeah, they got daddy issues. I think, and not going to say all... But if you are 22 and you're fucking around with a guy that's 44, you probably have daddy issues.
Well, daddy issues, smatty smishoes. This guy said that this bitch was off the fucking chain. Like, just the things that she said And, you know, like, I mean, I'm not even going to, I don't even know. I mean, I can't even really get into it. But he was like, she was just like, give me this, give me that, fuck me this way, fuck me that way, harder.
Mm-hmm.
God, my son, like, all you gotta do is son look at listens to
TikTok
this
and, like, this chick's
Tyler,
22.
Do you like the dirty talk?
No, he's not allowed to hear it. Take your headphones off immediately.
No, I'm saying in bed. Does he like the dirty talk?
Like, that chick's 22.
When he's...
Oh, he shut off, too.
Hmm.
I'm shutting them all down. Blitz knows you're not supposed to fucking go there, and for real, shoot style, stop. It puts a ton of fucking pressure on me.
I got you.
No, for real. Okay. Like, I just get fucking, I'm just, everybody, here's the problem. Now that we're on Facebook.
Yeah, everyone listens.
Everybody. My entire fucking family, her family, her family's family family.
And you're going to see them all next week at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lummy, you sent me a link, and it was a broken link.
Oh.
It was trying to make me put some puzzle together to go to fucking TikTok. Can you just send me TikTok? Or is that going to be a violation? We don't get violated as much on TikTok. I mean, well, no, this is where we get all the violations.
On TikTok?
Lummy, what the fuck did you send me earlier that you can't resend me quickly?
Well, I was trying to change up the link. It was some 22-year-old that followed our page.
Hold on, this chick. You're trying to tell me this chick followed our page?
Yeah.
Well, she said, "Guess how tall I am, and I'll follow back if you're right." Did we guess correctly?
Put it on the other screen so we can see it.
Yeah, I want to see her.
I mean, this is Miss Clem all day long.
She didn't follow us because she knows who we are.
Oh.
She followed us because we fucking followed her, and she's doing follow backs. You dumb fuck.
She knows how to work.
Yeah, well. She's probably 22 and watches porn.
God.
She looks grounded.
My God.
She what?
She looks grounded.
Holy fuckballs.
Holy fuckballs.
Man, this is a problem. I could watch this for
three
fucking hours.
That's the problem with TikTok, man. You're like, this. You're like, TikTok is stupid. And then 6 hours later, you're like, TikTok is still stupid.
Lemmy, what do we know about this bitch? I mean, this woman.
She's over 21. And her name is Lena Perez.
She's over 21, so she's getting kind of old.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Excuse me? Excuse me?
Where's she from?
Mommy? Sorry. Mommy? Sorry.
I have not found that one out yet.
What's wrong? Are you okay?
No, he can't stand up.
We're in violation.
That's not a good damn.
She ain't got no rhythm, but
who cares?
I need some money, nigga.
I got money.
Oh no, there she is at Amateur Works.
Is she at a wedding?
Yeah.
Don't
think that this girl at a wedding doesn't completely distract the whole fucking wedding.
Yeah. Will you marry me? I'm a cowboy. Yeah, she's got like 5 outfits.
Shut up, I'm gonna go around.
She get a whiff of dog that it was a spell. I ain't say calm, but she at the hotel. Fucking nigga me.
Oh, this is the one you want me to do, right, Anna?
Yeah. It's like her. Yep. There it is.
Yeah.
Can you do that? Can you wear a thong like that? With a dress? Yo, titties out.
Let's move to the night.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, you are.
We're just a little bit late. Hold on here.
Do that one too.
And I just don't want to go back to waking up every morning wishing I was somebody else.
Psych, just kidding. My new catchphrase is, I don't give a fuck. that her big ass house or her boyfriend's big ass house?
Looks like a green screen.
No, that's...
Yeah, I don't think that's her.
I think I'm going the wrong way. Hold on here. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Hold on.
There's a big fucking hit.
I gotta think her tits are too big.
What?
Yeah. No, for real,
like her tits are too big. Her tits are too big.
For real? She get a whiff of thought that it was a spell.
I say come, but she got the hotel. Oh, TikTok now choice. Here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and
double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I wanna now here's my scandal. Girls know that I'm nasty. I sent her back to her boyfriend with my handprint on her
ass cheek. City talking, we. Tell me how many fucking followers is she?
That ass is like almost too big, too.
What?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. She's got like perfect proportions.
No, yeah, she does.
Hold on, between these two, she's only following 13 people and she's not following us.
Well, according to our thing, it got me a notification on that. Just like this one gave me a notification for some reason. I don't know if TikTok is just baiting us.
Oh, are we automatically following people now?
I didn't follow anyone.
I don't. Blitz, God damn it. You know I don't have nothing to do with the fucking Facebook. I mean, the TikTok.
I know.
I'm not on the old TikTok, I would go follow every bitch.
Yeah, we know.
Every girl I know. I don't have. Lummy, you would agree on the new TikTok. I haven't done nothing, have I?
No.
Maybe we should change password.
Yeah. I haven't. No, I don't.
What, no, do not from you, but just if someone's in there following people randomly.
Lummy, where's our TikTok?
Sends you.
Let me go to Brandy Burr. What does she look like?
What was gonna...
No, I'm going to be honest with you. This Leah Perez XO, she might be like the hottest chick on here in my world. that's all these chicks gotta do is just
what else does she need to do?
Now, hold on, if she's got 8 million followers, Blitz, she's probably making you
which
know,
one would you between her and the other one?
This one?
Yeah.
Or Leah?
Yeah.
Oh, she got long ass hair.
What?
Brown is an Ivy League school.
Everyone,
lipstick lasts longer.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey.
Hold on.
Hello.
Hey, it's Maddie.
Hi.
Okay, so I have my phone's dead. That's how to call you on mom's, and she's like freaking out. But what? So, you know how I'm going to Auburn tomorrow, so I had to go get an oil change.
Yeah.
So mom usually gets my oil change for me, so I didn't know, like, okay, so I go, and it was
$300. For an oil change?
Yeah. And I was like, I thought that was probably...
No,
there's a lot of those videos. That's like the new thing, is to call your dad and tell him that you spent too much money on oil change.
No, this chick cannot even hold water to old girl. This one here. That might be the hottest bitch chick in all of TikTok.
You think so?
This might be the hottest.
Can you do that dance, Bubba?
What'd you do all day? I just watched TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
See, let me look at this. What you're,
again, I don't.
This is what you're sending me. See, they want me to send the Bubba Army one. Wants me to send a. Okay, I guess I got to put a puzzle together here.
Yeah.
And you'll do it for those titties.
Oh, of course.
We're only following 21.
Yeah.
Ooh. But we got lipomas.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Sorry.
I just put that one up again.
Now,
it's got 900 or something now.
This is the Bubba Army.
Well, I changed it to that, but the tag is the real Bubba Army. But I changed the name to the Bubba Army.
Who are we following?
I have no idea.
I can't. It won't even let me see who it won't even let me see who we're following. It doesn't matter. Let me. You need to follow this. You don't think this chick is just off the chain? Hot?
I'm telling you, I think she's hotter than you guys do. I don't think her butt's too big. Her boobs are probably just hard to handle because they're big, but they look good. She's got a great waist-to-hip ratio. She's got a pretty face.
She has
got
a face.
Nice hair.
She got a face.
She got a face.
And she pulls off white good too.
She does.
Yeah. That's how old? All I care
let
about.
Me. Can you do
she's
a Google?
Probably what 22.
Can you do a Google on her? In a room. Oh.
She's not even doing it right. Her friend. Who cares?
Friend's gonna give her a bandit.
Are you gonna correct her blitz?
Yeah, so she's not doing it right, but who cares?
Man, all the hot chicks I've been with, if TikTok would have been
all
around then, I'd be rich.
That's what you're gonna look like in your TikTok pants.
Yeah. Lummy, we need to Google her.
I got her Instagram.
Lummy already binged her.
You got her Instagram?
What's her name? Lena? Lena?
Lena. Let's go.
Here it goes, Lummy.
Mine's on it.
He just say, let's go.
Let's go, Brandon.
He just said, let's go.
Come on, Bubba. The fuck? She's got 7.9 million followers. Yeah.
Let's
on
go.
On Instagram?
How the fuck do you get away with that on Instagram? She's wearing a see-through shirt.
Oh, Bubba's.
Bubba can't get through these
baskets.
He's a basketball star.
Oh, she plays basketball.
We have a basketball hoop.
Oh, she's already doing promos for Bang.
She basically lives in a bikini.
Bang already got a hold of her. As I would.
What's that one? The golf cart. Go back.
It's not letting me.
Immediately.
Yeah, her boobs might be a little big, actually.
And her butt.
No, her butt's not too big. Her butt's perfect.
I'm all locked up. Oh.
And so is your computer.
Oh. Oh, no.
I gotta go.
Yeah. You gotta poop.
Send me this link privately immediately.
You gotta poop, Bubba.
This chick is so hot.
I know.
Hold on here.
Where are those socks
I'm
at?
Searching Google.
Lena Perez right there.
I was doing a deep dive.
Lena Perez.
Would somebody microwave with this?
She got a... Why is...
This sock.
Here we go. This is... She's from Miami.
Yeah.
It says she's 29.
No fucking way. No.
That's gross.
There's no way.
That's gross. She's not 29.
I hope not.
There's something else. Wasn't it on Instagram how old she was?
It says Lena Perez, Instagram star, age 29.
That blitz is out.
Mm-hmm. Disgusting. Mm. Put some clothes on. You old,
are you in famous birthdays? Bitch. You're in famous birthdays, right?
I don't know if I'm famous.
Well, I guess type your name in and then see if you're in there.
Where do you type it? Where's it at?
Search.
Where?
Toward the top.
Right here?
Yep.
Bubba.
Does she have an OnlyFans?
Oh, I spelled it wrong.
You spelled your name wrong?
He's all fucking chubbed up. Even his fingers don't work.
My penis keeps hitting the keyboard.
Hey, there you are. Oh, wow.
I'm 135th most popular in the world.
Oh, nice.
135,000. Hold on. 55-year-old radio host has me as number four. Taurus radio host, 25th. And Taurus named Todd, I'm the 6th most popular guy.
Oh, nice.
Todd Allen Clem is a member of Indiana State University.
Well.
55-year-old radio host, first name Todd. Todd Clem's also viewed Hulk Hogan,
Brawler.
G-Money, Jeremy Kyle, and Stephen A. Smith. John Cena is probably the most popular of April 23rd birthdays. Oh, they rank them. Of the most popular April 23rd birthdays. Hold on. I got these motherfuckers ahead of me. I got Ricky Berwick ahead of me. Where do I rank?
You got a cartoon ahead of you. What the fuck?
Where do I rank? I mean, at least I rank. At least I'm fucking registering.
What the fuck?
Am I 135,000th out of April 23rd? I mean, I think by this date, I rank 135,000. 135,750. That means there's 135,749 motherfuckers that are more famous than me.
You lost her cute.
Heather Cole, my ex, is number 118,000. Than me.
Her fucking videotape has made a lot of money.
And by the way, she wasn't born in 91. She was born in 71.
That's all they want you to know.
It's time for me to go.
Yeah, you gotta poop.
See you later, everybody.
Oh, fuck. Bye.